I had read somewhere that part of what makes losing a child hard is that everything tells you you're a mother, but you have no baby to show for it. Your body, your instincts, it all kicks in, but it has nowhere to go. I'm fine, I guess. I just want to get this over and done with.
Kulele, these things take time.
So people keep saying. Thank you for doing this, by the way. I thought you were just a nurse, not a sangoma too.
Gingatin, I want to heal people any which way I can.
Makes sense.
Shall we get started?
Yeah, might as well.
I've brought to you your daughter, Uzinzi. As you know, she has lost her child. Yay! And we come to you to ask you to cleanse her, to wash this dark cloud away. Umtwana, abemuhle. She has given your child a name. Yishukamela umtwana.
Fezile.
Okay, just make sure the simp doesn't burn. The last thing we want is people going around complaining that we serve them ukudla okubhedayo. Ay, ngiyalingwa. Ufunani wena la? What do you want?
I bought some scones for the ladies in the kitchen.
Sisi way, nobody wants your scones. This is my child's ceremony and we don't need you here. Now run along.
Eh, kwenzakalani la?
Your wife Ubizi uyazishutheka. Please tell her to go.
No, Zinzi said she could come.
Is this Zinzi's house or mine?
Look, can we just act civil for a few hours? Please, I'm double kwebana.
Fine, but you keep a leash on her.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. You can go in and drop the scones in there.
Ngiyabonga. Please grab something to eat before you leave, otherwise all this food will go to waste.
Can we have a word?
Ufunani, Victor?
I really feel like you've been ignoring me all day.
I've had other things on my mind, in case you hadn't noticed.
No, look, I understand. I got a call from the catering company and the venue. They both want to know if you're securing the date or not. They can't keep waiting on us.
Umthetho wakho usuyahlanya yini?
How?
Ngifelwe, ngizilile, and you want to talk about the wedding? The nerve.
I'm not saying let's talk about the wedding. I'm just saying I'm going to have to make payments so we can secure the venue and catering. Sizoba nenkinga if we don't do that.
Victor, do what you want, honestly.
And now? What did you do to her?
She's mad because I said we need to lock down the venue for the weekend.
You know, sometimes I wonder how a man as dumb as you are can be so successful.
Oh.
She'll be fine. I'll go talk to her.
Just a second. Ngena.
Hey, they said I might find you here.
Mandla, hi.
Are you okay?
Me? Yeah, I'm great. This day has just been a little busy.
You're not very good at hiding that. You've been crying.
You see right through me, huh? Sorry, I've just been a little overwhelmed.
Please, don't apologize.
I never got the chance to thank you for taking me to the hospital that day. Ngiyabonga.
Don't mention it.
So, what now?
I don't know. I was just hoping I could just sit here now for a while and just be here. We don't have to talk if you don't want to.
I'd like that.
Oh, I didn't know I was disturbing.
Not at all. I just came back to check on Zinzi and offer my condolences.
Again? Owesingaki? And when Zinzi, you can't be hiding in here all day.
She's just feeling a bit overwhelmed with all that's been happening.
I raised my daughter to speak for herself when she wants to. Now, Mandla, I know you mean well, my boy, but I think sekuyisikhathi sokuthi usishayise ngomoya. I'll take it from here.
Hamba, I'll be fine.
Zinzile Ignatia Nkabinde, who do you think you are?
What? What do you mean?
You slept with that boy.
Hi, Boma. No, I didn't.
Don't lie to me. Don't you dare lie to me, Yangis.
We grow up, we fall in love, we have our own families, but we are still our mother's children.